John 福音第十三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 13.
我们由第一节读到第十七节。
We'll be reading from verse 1 all the way through to verse 17.
约翰福音十三章，逾节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门儿子加个人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就立即站起来脱了衣服那一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。开到西门彼得，彼得对他说：主啊，你洗我的脚么？耶稣回答说：我所作的你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说：你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说：我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说：主啊，不但我的脚，连我的手和头也要洗。耶稣说：凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们算干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下来对他们说：我向你们所作的，你们明白么？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们作了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所作的去作。我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既然知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Beginning verse 1 again. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from the supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. And so he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do, you do not realize now, but you shall understand hereafter. Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And if you are clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. And so when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, neither is the one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
And then let's flip over to verses 36 through
38.
西门彼得问耶稣说：主往哪里去？耶稣回答说：我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。彼得说：主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。耶稣说：你愿意为我舍命吗？我实实在在的告诉你，鸡叫以前
Reading from verse 36, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow later. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a cock shall not crow until you deny me three times. This is the end of our scriptural reading for now.
在約翰13章裡面,我們睇到呢度好似係記載咗三件事.
From chapter 13 of the Gospel of John, it appears to record three separate incidences.
或者可以講主做咗一件事,亦都記載佢兩個門徒嘅事.
Or to be more precise, it records an event that was completed by the Lord himself. And then it also records two separate responses to that initial action that the Lord had taken.
我們看到,一開始很清楚詳細的記載,主和他的門徒洗腳這件事.
So from the very beginning, in much detail, the Bible records for us the events whereby the Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
然後呢,又記載了他兩個門徒,就是彼得和猶大.
And then it records two of his disciples, Peter and Judas.
这里讲到犹大卖主这件事.
Now, certainly it refers, talks about Judas and his betrayal of the Lord.
但亦都是第一次提到彼得,他要三次否认主的名.
But it is also in this chapter that we find the first recording of the fact that Peter was going to deny the Lord three times.
那我们向主面前,为什么要在一章里面记载了这三件事呢?
So we want to ask the question, why is it that in this one chapter, these three specific things are mentioned?
如果我们来到看的话,这三件事其中有一个相同的意思在里面.
Now if you look at it in a whole, we realize that all three events, or all three recordings, share one similar theme.
我们知道,主和门徒洗脚,主说, 我和你们洗脚是为你们做一个榜样,你们要彼此洗脚.
The Lord specifically stated that He washed His disciples' feet in order to provide an example, in order that they should also do likewise.
刚才我们的弟兄领第一首诗的时候,他说,在拿撒勒耶稣面前我站立,心变震惊.
In our brother's first hymn that he selected, the hymn says, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
我觉得你在主面前真的看清楚主所讲的事,主所做的事,每一件事都叫我们震惊.
If we are clear, we have clarity of mind to see every single thing that the Lord had done and every single thing that the Lord had stated, we would be amazed.
今天我们的难处,我们的生命不长进,是因为我们觉得这些太平常了.
The reason why we experience difficulties in our lives, the reason why we seemingly are unable to grow, it is because we now deem all these amazing things to be just the ordinary things.
作为主,作为他的夫子,竟然和门徒洗脚,这是一个很震惊的一件事。
This is the Lord, who is the Master, and yet He was here, bent down to wash the feet of His disciples. Isn't that an amazing thing? We will come back to this point a little bit later on. Now we're going to flash forward to the two other events, two other recordings. The first is, of course, Judas betraying the Lord. Why did Judas decide to betray the Lord? It's for his own benefit. We'll talk about this at more length. But now, what about Peter? Why did Peter deny the Lord? The reason why he denied the Lord and denied the Lord's name is because Peter loved himself more than he loved the Lord. So from all three recordings, all three events, there is a similar lesson that we need to learn. And that is the lesson the Lord wants to teach us, to set aside or put off our self.
最近我一路有机会就同弟兄姊妹交通约翰福音。
So I wanted to spend this opportunity to, or I've had an opportunity to spend with brothers and sisters to share on the Gospel of John.
因为去年我哋星期二一路读约翰福音。
Because last year in our fellowship, we started reading or studying the Gospel of John.
所以约翰福音里边主所做嗰啲震惊嘅嘢，仲喺我度震惊紧。
And so all those amazing feats that were done by the Lord, I still am amazed by all of them.
但我哋知道约翰福音里边好重要嘅一个信息系主系叫我哋话喺第最中间嗰度第十章第十节嗰度话主话我话佢系叫你哋得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
But we know that in taken as a whole, the whole Gospel of John.Specifically, there is a theme, and we find that in the middle of John, that's recorded in the Gospel of John chapter 10, verse 10. It says that, I have come to give you life, and to give you life abundantly.
第一章第四节他告诉我们，生命在他里面，这个生命就是人的光。
In the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 4, it tells us that, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
中间他讲来到，我来了是叫你得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
And then in the middle of John, it tells you that I came that you might have life and to have it abundantly.
去到二十章最后面嗰次就话俾我哋听，但记这些事系叫你哋信耶稣系基督系神嘅儿子，并且叫你哋因信了他就因他的名得生命。
And then when we come to chapter 20, it tells us that these things have been written in order that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that, Believing in him, you may have life.
我哋都见到，因为我喺度讲叫你得生命，得得更丰盛。
So continuously, it tells you that he has come to give us life and to give us life abundantly.
响十二章去到二十四节嗰阵时，佢就将我哋得生命嗰、那个嗰条路啊，或者佢点样俾生命俾我哋嗰条路讲咗出嚟。
And then when we come to chapter 12, it tells us actually the way.That the Lord is going to provide that life to us.
他说我实实在在地告诉你们，因为麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子麦。
There it says that truly, truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls and dies, it remains as one. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit.
我们知道主就是那一粒麦子。
And we know then that the Lord is that grain of wheat.
他若在地里死了，又结出好多的子粒。
And because he fell into the ground and died, it brought forth a greater harvest.
当他讲完十二章那个生命的奥秘之后。
And so after chapter 12, where it reveals the mystery of life.
他就开始对他的门徒闩埋门。讲佢临别嘅说话。
Then he met with his disciples behind closed doors and to speak to them in regards to what was about to happen to him.
所以你见到由十三章到十七章系主离开世界之前，未上十字架之前，对门徒讲里边心里边好重要嘅说话。
So that's why we find from chapter 13 through chapter 17, it records for us.Many of the most intimate and most critical matters that the Lord has to give to his disciples.
因为他告诉我们他们听我和你们在一起的日子不多了主要离开他们所以在离开之前他要将他的门徒建立起来。
Because he says to them that my time with you is short. The Lord knew that he did not have much time with him. So therefore he wanted to spend the time that he did have with him in order to build up his disciples.
所以在十三章里面主就讲一些很重要的说话是关乎他们得生命得得更丰盛的一些秘诀。
So that's why chapter 13 begins with this portion where the Lord reveals to his disciples these matters which will permit for them to now gain life and to gain life abundantly.
我们大家都知道我们是因他的名我们得生命。
We know, every one of us knows that it is by his name,That we gain life.
叫你哋信耶稣系神嘅儿子，叫你哋信佢，因佢个名就得生命。
That believing in that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believing on Him, therefore His name grants us this life.
我哋见到呢度有好后生嘅
啊，好似阿 Kai 啊，呢啲好後生，我哋見到有啲頭髮啊白曬嘅，有細氣啊，有年紀大嘅人。
So we see the whole spectrum of ages here. We see younger ones like Kai, and we see older ones with already their head of white.But we see the whole spectrum.
我哋今日聚埋喺一齐，因为我哋大家都有同一个生命。
But we are all gathered here together. We all have that same faith because we share that one life.
我哋都信同一位主，我哋得同一个生命。
We know if we believe in Jesus together, then we share that same life together.
但系我哋嘅主佢嚟到，佢话要我哋得生命，并且得得咁丰盛。
But the Lord says He came to give us life.Not only to give us life, but to give it to us abundantly.
所以我觉得在十三章里面，主在这个这么关键的时刻，是讲出了一个学习。我就觉得这个学习就是说，怎样除去得不到更丰盛生命的那些东西。
And so therefore, beginning in chapter 13, we come to such a critical turning point and such a critical time. It is really to teach us, and I believe truly,that the lesson to be learned is to how to rid ourselves of that aspect which prevents us from having life abundant.
我们不能够得生命得到丰盛，不是那个生命丰盛。
The fact that we cannot seemingly have an abundant life is not because that life itself is not abundant.
我们看到很多人来到主的面前，我们很多时候，不知道为什么今天可能动得滞，没什么笑容啊，你们。
I'm not quite sure why it is. I've come here today and I'm looking around. Perhaps it's because of the cold weather. There's not too many smiling faces that I can see amongst brothers. Or perhaps you already know beforehand, whatever message I have to deliver to you is not going to be amusing.
因为我所讲的就是说叫我们得生命得得丰盛要除个拦阻。那个拦阻是什么呢就是你的自己。
Because you know full well that if my message is to learn to set aside or put away that one thing which prevents us from having abundant life, and that one thing happens to be ourselves.
所以几时叫你放低自己，你都系唔爽噶，所以你个个而家都唔笑。
And we know full well whenever the message is to set away our self life.That is not going to be a very pleasant message. And maybe that's why no one is smiling right now.
我们很简单的提一提，第一点，十三章的结尾就是犹大卖主。
So let's go back and let's talk about the first individual here recorded in chapter 13, which is talking about Judas and his betrayal of the Lord.
在第二节，他们一早就点了他出来。
From the very first beginning, in verse 2, in fact, it already points out, stated point blank.That he was going to, what he was going to do.
點解猶大會賣主?
Why did Judas betray the Lord?
因為根本由起初他就不信嘛。
It's because he did not have faith from the very beginning.
他由起頭就是魔鬼那裡來的。
From the very beginning, he came from the devil.
所以我們看到猶大賣主或者他的心思是對於他來說是很複雜。
Now,Perhaps to Judas, it is a very complicated thing, this path that he somehow has traversed. But I wanted to simplify it all and just get to the chase. What was the motivation of Judas when he first decided to come follow after the Lord? His motivation was to gain something from the Lord for himself to benefit.
可能这个犹大的人一路的眼睛里面就是有一个向钱看的那个人。
Maybe for him, all he sees is dollar signs, dollar signs.
你看到吗当玛利亚用个香膏来到膏主的时候哇他说好晒可以卖30枚银子那么立刻看到钱。
Do you remember when Mary broke that bottle of nard?Perfume, he exclaimed, says, What a waste! That is worth so much money.
在門徒裡面,他要服侍,他爭著什麼?管錢啊,我不是說你們管錢的弟兄啊。
Okay, now, what was his service amongst the disciples? his responsibility was to be in charge of the money. Now, don't take me wrong, don't mistake me to reprimand those who those who supervise or care for the finances for our local assembly.
因为在最后一面管钱的人要很忠心，真系。Because
those who supervise or who care for the finances of any assembly must be must have a very true heart.
圣经话俾佢话佢我钱囊，但系佢系个贼。But
we know full well the description of Judas though was not that. In fact, it tells us that he had always taken money from the till.
所以他跟从主就是为了得利益。So
we realize that from the beginning, the reason why he followed the Lord was so that he can somehow benefit.
他看到这天说这个耶稣很猛，说要做王，几大都没有跟从他。Because
he heard, wow, that Jesus, he is so great. He is so great. So, of course, it drew him and says, maybe I can follow him.
但现在越看越不对。But
now, the longer he stayed with Jesus, the more he thinks, no, it's not working out the way I thought.
不单止不是在这里做王啊,
not only is he not somehow escalating himself to be the king or the emperor, in fact, I'm hearing now that he's supposed to die.
哎呀,他真的这次投资真是输输了。
So for him, he thought, my investment, all this time that I invested is going down the drain.
现在最好的机会了。
So now, this is one last opportunity.
他知道祭司长他们那些
He knew. He knew the scribes and the leaders wanted somehow to capture Jesus. So this was his last opportunity. He played his last card in order to gain. And so he betrayed the Lord. Now the Lord already said, even at this point, that there are not all of you are clean.
在这一章里面说，你们是干净的，而不都是干净的。在13章40节。
It tells us, we had just read this earlier, that for those who are clean, you are clean completely.
而且在第6章第64节已经告诉他们，你们当中有人不信的。But
from chapter 16, also the Lord, I'm sorry, chapter 6, the Lord had already stated that there is one amongst you who does not have, does not share the faith.
在6章第7、10节，他们都讲咗，我唔系拣选呢12个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个系魔鬼。耶稣说这话，系指着加个人又拣选你。
It tells you specifically, did I, Jesus said, did I myself not choose you the 12? And yet one of you is a devil. And it says specifically, now he meant Judas, the son of Simon.
当然我们不可以将我们同犹大比。
Now, of course, we can't compare ourselves with Judas Iscariot.
但如果我们是一个跟从主的人，我们究竟自己要审查一下，我们来到主的面前，我们要得什么？
But if we are to be followers of the Lord, then we need to be self-inspective and figure out, why am I following the Lord?
如果我们来到主的面前是为了得一个利益，甚至说得好听一点，只是为了得一个祝福的话，有一天你会离开主。
If the reason why we follow the Lord is in order for us to somehow benefit, or let's put it very bluntly, if all you want are blessings, then one day you will leave the Lord. Whenever we talk about spiritual matters, no matter what the circumstances are, it's always the self-life that becomes the hurdle for each one of us.
One more
time.
人如果不是为了自己呢，你就会被他冲劈。So
we oftentimes say that we have to watch out for ourselves. No one else is going to watch out for you.
Yeah. 所以这个就是人的己的天性就是这样。
This is natural. This is our natural way, our own character.
所以今天我们每一个人在主面前，当个己出现的时候，可能个表现不同。
So today, when our self-life appears, now the manifestation might be different for each one of us.
你可能不会卖主，因为你有生命。
And so perhaps you may not take that step to betray the Lord, because you do have the life of the Lord in you.
你好好唔好得过彼得？
But could you say that in comparison that you're better or that you would do better than Peter?
你睇下彼得，佢系一个爱主嘅人。
So let's look at Peter. He is someone who loved the Lord.
哦，主啊，我愿意为你舍命。
He said, "Lord, I'm willing to give up my life for you."
佢真系爱主啊。
He really did love the Lord.
当主耶稣话我要上耶路撒冷，我要受死嘅时候。
When the Lord revealed to the disciples that he is now need to go to Jerusalem and there he will die.
彼得说，主啊，这个千祈不要啊，这事万不能轮到你啊。
What was Peter's response? Peter's response was as, God forbid it.
但是主怎样对彼得说，他说，撒旦退我后面去，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。
But what was the Lord's response to his exclamation? The Lord says, Get behind me, Satan, for you have your mind set on the things of man and not on the things of God.
彼得有咩错？
So what did Peter do that was wrong?
人睇嚟佢绝对冇错㗎，佢爱主嘛，主话要死梗係唔好俾佢死啦。
From a human standpoint,Of course, he didn't do anything wrong. The Lord says that he has to die, so his response was, Lord, no, you're not going to die. You cannot die.
但是究竟我们是用我们的角度、我们的利益、我们的思想去看呢？还是由主的思想去看呢？
But upon this event that was to happen, are we looking at it from our own personal perspective?Are we looking at it from our perspective where we would eventually end up gaining something? Are we looking at it from our own standpoint? Or are we looking at that event from a heavenly standpoint?
如果我们再小心地来省察下我们自己爱主的心的时候，
If we are meticulous to just inspect the heart that we have right now as we say, as we profess our faith in the Lord,
彼得爱主。
We can look at Peter and say, Peter loved the Lord.
但是他里面也有自己的算盘。
But we realize that there is still a portion of self that is in Peter.
他们因为很想主耶稣能够上宝座，不是上十字架。
He continued to have this idea. It would be wonderful for the Lord to ascend to the throne. His idea wasn't that the Lord would ascend to the cross.
今天我们跟从主，今天我们在这里追求。
So today, when we pursue the Lord, when we are chasing after the Lord.
我们为了什么呢?
What is the reason why you're doing it?
是不是要得到这个祝福?
Is it so that you would gain blessing?
是不是要得到这个好处?
Is it so that you would gain something?
那没错的。
That might be, there might be nothing wrong with that.
但问题就是,
But the issue is,
主说你要跟从我, 你要舍己, 放低你们自己, 背起这个十字架来跟从我。
The Lord said,If you are to follow me, then you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me daily. For you need to follow me based on my thoughts, not on your own thoughts.
所以今天我们的难处在哪里?
So where is our critical problem?
你在世界上,你在,正在家庭里面,你用一些这样的心思是没错的。
You can look at things, you can deal with things in your life,You can deal with things in your family. You can deal with things in this world with this perspective that we had just talked about. And nobody could judge you as being wrong.
你有一个好心，真心。
You have a good heart.
咁咪得噶啦。
You have as long as you have a good heart, as long as you're sincere, that's all that this world wants of you.
但是主对我哋要求啊，唔系照着你嘅意思，系照着我嘅意思。
But the Lord says, not by your will,But by my will.
主的话是这么清楚的告诉彼得听，撒旦退我后面去，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
The Lord's words are very clear. He says, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but on man's interest.
那么多少时候，撒旦是躲在那几个后面。
Consistently, Satan is crouching behind the self in order to spring out.
在不知不觉里面，我们这个人，我们是出乎好意的， 但系我里边却有撒旦嚟利用我哋。
So unbeknownst to us, even though we have the best intentions in mind, and yet when we step out with ourselves, it is Satan who then manifests himself through us.
所以今日主话，我哋要得生命，得得更丰盛嘅话。
So today, when the Lord says He is to grant us life and life abundantly,
唔单止犹大嗰啲坏嘅计要除去。
Not only must Judas and his wickedness and his wicked self must be discarded.
就是彼得嗰啲好嘅、好心嘅、天然嘅、属肉体嘅东西都要放低。
But even Peter and his natural, well-intentioned self, that self must also be discarded.
因为彼得喺度讲，主话我嘅地方你哋唔去得噶。
The Lord told them, the place where I am going, you cannot follow me now.
彼得响下边嗰度点讲咧
？But what was Peter's response?
佢话主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。
The Peter says, why can't I follow you now? I'm willing to give up my life for you.
主点答佢咧？38节，佢话你愿意为我舍命吗？
Jesus answered, will you really lay down your life for me?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
多少时候我们以为我们真是为主。
So often, we think we are doing something for the Lord.
我们愿意为主舍命。
I want to give up my life for the Lord.
主就问他，你愿意为我舍命吗？
And so the question comes from the Lord, will you lay down your life for me?
彼得真系愿意为主舍命吗
？Does Peter really want to lay down his life for the Lord？
喺鸡叫之前，你要三次俾我。
The Lord says, "Before a rooster crows, you shall deny me three times."
嗰个时候，当嗰啲使女嚟问：啊，你系同佢一齐噶？你同耶稣一齐噶？佢即刻：哇，我唔识佢啊
！When the slave girl came and saw him and accused him.Hey, you're one of them. His response was, no, I don't know him.
他应该是否认他自己。
He should have denied himself.
他应该是写低他自己，但是他爱他自己。他为了保护他自己，他说，我不识他。
He should have gave up himself, but because he wanted to preserve himself at that moment in time, his response was, no, I do not know him.
多少时候彼得在这个时候他你说他、哦、我愿意为你舍命那个时候你估他是真的吗
What do you think? When Peter actually said, I'm willing to give up my life for you, Lord, was he being real?
我相信他是真的。
I think that that was really how he felt.
但是他是 full of 他的 self-confidence. 他是在自己的自信的里面。
But he was full of his self-confidence.
或者他仍然在他自己的里面。
He was standing on his, the merit of his self.
今天主说有人要跟从我就当舍己。
But the Lord tells us, if anyone is to follow after me, let him deny himself.
今天我们以为我们得。
We think that we can do it.
这个叫做自信。
This is self-confidence.
是自己生命里面一
This is one aspect or one manifestation of the self-life that is in us.
但是主说,
But the Lord said,
你要放低你的自己,你这个坏的自己,邪情私欲,当然要放低了。
You need to set aside the self-life. Of course, we set aside the wickedness that's part of the self-life for sure.
但是今天,你真的要跟从我吗?
But if you really want to follow after me today,
你不要忘记,
don't forget,
你跟从我,你得到什么?
What is it that you gain, or what is it that you benefit by following after me?
你跟从我是跟我的生命。
You gain my life.
而且我要这个生命不单止只是要得到，是叫你去 practice, 叫你去用，叫你去侍奉，叫你去得得更丰盛。
But this life that I will give you, you need to use it. You need to practice it. You will need to have it abundantly.
你要用基督的生命 作你的生命在你里面活。
You need to have the life of the Lord be substituted for your own life as you live.
不是你自己那个好的生命。当然坏的生命就对不对、啊、
Of course, again, the wicked portion of ourself we cannot have. But even the goodness, the good intentioned self that we all have, that too must be taken away.
我们最近我们星期五读紧《哥林西书》，嗰度讲基督系我哋嘅生命。
In recent days, in San Bruno, on Friday nights, we're studying the book of Colossians, and there it tells us that Christ is our life.
基督系要做我哋嘅生命，唔系你自己嘅生命喺嗰度嚟到做。
Christ is to be our lives. It is not for us.To live our life in Christ.
所以我们就回到洗脚这件事。
So, we come back full circle to this matter about washing the feet of the disciples.
预知以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father,Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
第二节已经讲咗话，第三节，耶稣知道父已将万有加在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
And then jumping to verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God,
就微直站起来脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后。把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。
Rose from the supper, laid aside his garments, taking a towel and girded himself about. Then he poured out water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
我哋见到主喺呢一度做一个榜样，做一件实际嘅事，嚟叫门徒唔可以忘记主喺佢哋身上。
Here, the Lord provided a vivid visual example for the disciples to see in order that the disciples will never forget this teaching that the Lord wanted for them to embrace.
我就知道洗脚啊，今日我哋唔需要做呢件事啊。
Now, washing the feet, we know that we don't have that practice today.
因为今日我哋生活上唔需要啊！你入嚟嚟探我，同你洗脚先，因为你只脚啊，都 OK 嘅。
Because we don't, life is just not that way nowadays in our generation. When you come to visit me, I don't have to have a basin of water to wash your feet. Your feet are OK.
因为当时佢哋嗰啲地啊，系好多泥。而且佢哋着嗰啲咁嘅拖鞋啊，所以只脚就污糟邋遢。
We know that it was
唔掂噶。
It was a different generation back then. It was filled with dirt roads, and the people wore only sandals, and so therefore their feet were all dusty when they came into a place.
So 当时在犹太人当中，你去到人家家吃饭坐席，同有使女有仆人同你洗脚，这个是应当的，是一个必须的一个礼仪，也都有欢迎的意思。
And so,In the Jewish community, whenever an individual comes as a guest into a household, into a space, where they will be eating or greeting, then there should be a servant, who is there to wash your feet. So that's part of the custom. That's part of how they live. And there's also an aspect of welcoming, the host welcoming a guest into his household.
但是主在那里做了一件叫呢班门徒唔能够忘记嘅事。
But here the Lord took an action that would be indelible in the minds of the disciples.
系一个调转次序嘅事。
And in fact, this matter stuck in their mind because it was totally the reverse of what is expected.
唔知点解嗰日就冇使女冇仆人同佢哋洗脚。
For whatever reason, there was no servant girl. There was no servant or slave that was there to wash the disciples' feet.
咁呢个十二个门徒同埋主耶稣就喺度坐喺度，就 整條污糟就腳坐喺佢度，唔知點算。
So here the 12 disciples and the Lord came into this space and they were gathered together with their smelly feet and there was nobody there to help them.
可能彼得又睇下約翰，問約翰又睇下猶大。
Maybe Peter looked at John, expecting John to do something. John looked over and looked to see if Judas was going to do something. Everybody was looking at everyone else to do something. Ultimately, who stood up? It was the Lord.
而且佢係記載得好詳細啊！佢話主就離席站起來，除咗外衣，攞條毛巾束腰，然後冇倒水。
In fact, the description is actually quite detailed. If you look at it, it says specifically that the Lord, how he rose from the supper, laid aside his garments, and then girded himself with a towel, and then poured out the water into the basin, and then he began to wash the disciples' feet.
因為洗腳裏面嘅意思係好豐富好多。
Now, the meaning of washing one's feet.There's so many layers, multi layers in terms of the meaning.
但其中最簡單嘅一樣嘢就係話，主佢放低佢自己嘅身份，放低佢自己嘅身段，去同呢一班咁嘅門徒洗腳。
But if you boil everything down, what it really means is the Lord was willing to set aside his status, to set aside his place amongst that group, and then to lower himself to wash.The feet of this undeserving group of disciples.
这一个行动,
this action,
这个服事,
this service,
还需要你放低你的己生命,
requires that individual first set aside their self life.
如果正是主坐在这里的门徒跟他洗脚或者容易一点还有这几个跟我即冚唪喺我後邊嚟噶嘛，嚇、啊，即唔都唔係幾得嗰啲，我要同佢洗腳，有冇搞錯？等下先。
Now, if the Lord was sitting there by himself, and for me, maybe I'm the only person there. Okay, I can see where I can go and wash my Lord's feet. But then look who else is around. I'm supposed to wash these guys' feet too. These people that don't even measure up to me in terms of what I can do. I'm supposed to wash their feet. I'm gonna wait.
弟兄姊妹，多少嘅时候就系喺一个平辈当中一齐嚟到服侍，嗰、那个先至系最我命，即系我你嘅亚当嘅生命。
I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that when we come into the service, is oftentimes the most difficult when we come to serve with our peers.With those who are on equal footing with us.
尤其是我們現在來了這裡有些來了幾十年了 Well established
Especially
樣樣都有更加難放低一點
Especially for many of us We might have been here for long periods of time When we become established so to speak We have lots of status And so it's more often It's more difficult thanTo set aside your self-life.
講得白啲啦，你哋個個都有田有地銀行有錢嘅呢班人。
So let me just put it very bluntly. Every single one of you, none of you are deprived financially. Each one of you have a good bank account.
就更加難放低我哋自己。
And because of that, it's even more difficult for us, for you, to set aside your self-life.
我哋唔知道呢一個東西攔咗我哋生命成長。
We don't know how this self-life has affected us and how it has taken away the many blessings that should have come our way and yet did not.
不知道我們那隻腳在地上沾染那麼多的塵埃搞得我們對屬靈的事都沒有胃口。
Now we have been so encumbered with the things of this world. It's just like the dustof the dirt roads now covering your feet that you don't even know that we're not even aware that it's dirty and that we need to wash our feet.
上个月我在安徽那里有几天的时间服侍。
Last month, I was up in
安徽,
Anhui, to serve there.
咁見到有一班弟兄姊妹有幾日嘅聚集。
And so there were several places where
one place.
There was just one place where brothers and sisters met together.
佢哋召集咗喺附近有30多個都係服侍主嘅人，一同有幾個聚會。
And so they called together some 30 other families or individuals, workers of God, to gather together, and we had a time of fellowship.
咁日日用我講，日日聚會用6.5個小時。
And so each and every day of that conference, I had to speak, or the speaker spoke 6 hours.
我知道我唔掂啦，所以我帶一個老人家幫我，有人講啲啦。So
I knew that if I was to have to take that up myself, that would be much too heavy of a burden for me. So I brought along other older brothers who would be, an older brother who would be able to share the load with me.
當我講完兩個鐘頭之後，應該係休息半個鐘嘅。
So I spoke for 2 hours. Now, there supposedly was to be a half an hour of break.
他們個個都坐張凳仔。Now,
each one of them was sitting on a stool.
即是沒有pan的。
That means there's no backing to that stool.
動都不動。
And each one of them sat steadily without being restless.
休息的時間，我們這些老人家當然趕著去廁所，他們的人都不是年輕，個個都不用去，廁所都不用去。
So for those of us, you know, we're older, a little bit more advanced in age. Whenever there's a break somewhere, we run to the bathroom to make sure that we get our break. But for those individuals that were there at that particular conference, they're actually not so young. They're kind of advanced in age too. But they didn't move. They didn't move. Even during the break time, they just sat there.
又坐著看著我，我看著他。咁啊，休息半個鐘，我做咩啫？我繼續講啊。
And so I went to the bathroom, I came back, they're still sitting there. They're staring at me, I'm staring at them. Well, what are we going to do for the next half an hour break? Well, we might as well start fellowshipping again. So I started sharing again.
And
so I have later on I gained an understanding of who these individuals were. Each one of them were farmers. And each one of them were farmers who also served the Lord where they were at.
我稍微了解一下，原來佢哋一年啊嘅收入差唔多$400美金到。
And then I found out also that their annual income was only $400.
咁佢哋就係用呢啲係好基本嘅能夠，即係呢啲嘅錢能夠維持佢哋基本嘅生活。 然後他們其他的時間,即是耕田賺回來的,其他的時間全部在這裡侍奉。
And so, this was what they gained from the works of their hands as being farmers. And so, that amount then allowed them to subsist and to live. And then, anything else, whatever time remained, they spent in serving the Lord.
後來我講完之後,晚上有4個人來找我。
Now, after that message time, that evening, there were 4 individuals who came looking for me after the meeting. They told me that they actually came from another place. Another and they told us that these 4 individuals were responsible for that one particular area, but there were 25 other individual assemblies within that area where they were serving. Together, there is a total of 60 co-workers. And in total, there were 1,000 some odd brothers and sisters, saints, to whom they ministered. So these 4 were the leading brethren.
我就覺得,哇,原來他們這些,應該是 即是服侍來講,即是大過我們很多的嘛。
So if you look at it, their ministry per se is so much grand, more grand than our ministry.
但他們很謙卑。
But they are so humble.
我去那個負責的弟兄,我問他,你們需要哪一方面的訊息? 還有,我講了什麼能夠幫助你們?
So I went and addressed the coordinator for that conference, for that meeting, and I asked specifically, in what area would you like for me to speak? What area would benefit the brothers and sisters here?
嗰个弟兄，佢唔系讲笑啊，佢话我哋乜嘢都需要，你讲乜嘢我哋都得帮助。
And in response, the coordinator says, "We need everything. No matter what you want to speak on, we need it." But he wasn't even joking.
我就觉得佢哋系好谦卑、好渴慕。咁喺呢啲场合面前，你叫我骄傲，我冇办法骄傲。
So,
I was humble by them.
He was very humble. And that's his outlook on his service. And so in the audience of these type of individual brothers and sisters, brethren who served, I could not be proud. I could not be prideful. I was actually humbled by them.
弟兄们，他们个个坐一个凳仔，他们一生的服侍就是放低他们自己。
Brothers and sisters, their entire life of service, as they sat there on individual small stools, was a matter of setting aside their self-life.
可能是因为他们没我们那么多的前累，所以他们容易放低他们自己。
Perhaps they don't have as many things, as many possessions as we do. And so therefore maybe it's easier for them to set aside their self-life.
他们其中有恶怪基督学房的同学。
Six of them are students in the Academy of Christ.
四个，他们四年就毕业了。
Four of them graduated in 4 years.
他们全部都是初中的程度。
And so,
junior high education.
But each one of them, from worldly perspective, were only a attained junior high school type of education.
但是他们可以四年完成我们的课程，你问下我们的同学，不是容易的。
But they were able to finish the course, the entire course, in 4 years. If you ask those amongst us who are enrolled as students, that is not an easy task at all.
但是你看到他们在这种这么缺乏的里面，他们因为有一个单纯爱主的心，他们能够放低他们自己，就是为了服侍。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at them as an example,that they are in such a deprived type of environment, and yet they're willing to set aside all of themselves in order to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可能有太多的东西我们需要放低。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps today our problem is we have too many things that we
have to
set aside.
所以我们对于属灵的事，我们没有胃口。
And that's why we have no appetite for spiritual things.
哦，感谢主，现在答二还没有人看钟啊。
Thank you to the Lord. It's already 10 after 12, and no one has actually looked at their watch yet, that I can tell.
我们看到今天我们来到主的面前，我们弟兄姊妹一起的跟从主的时候，这个己如果我们不肯放低，我们没有办法进入属灵的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, when we gather together, when we are assembled,if we are individually unwilling to set aside our self-life, there is absolutely no possible way for us to be able to grow.
所以主说，我这样做，是为了做一个榜样，叫你们能够彼此洗脚。
And that is the reason why Jesus said specifically, explicitly, I gave you an example in order that you would also do as I have done to you.
洗脚不单止是当时一个习俗，一个需要，同时里面有一个交通的意思。
Not only did washing of feet was it necessary and also customary for that time, but there is also an aspect of fellowship contained in that action.
他们当然要享用一个筵席的时候。
Then when they are gathered together to enjoy a meal,
他们当然要享用筵席的时候，他们要洗脚。
When they are gathered to enjoy a meal, first they must wash their feet.
他们要洗去一些尘埃。
They need to wash away the filth, the dirt.
在地上所沾染的东西。
All those things which has been infiltrated from the world.
今天弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候。
So today when brothers and sisters gather together now.
我们是彼此洗脚啊，还是彼此擦鞋？
What are we doing? Are we washing each other's feet? Or are we...brushing the other person's shoes, polishing the other person's shoes.
你知道现在的广东话的擦鞋的意思吗？
I don't. Okay. So, in other, is a colloquialism for brown nosing.
我们想问一起, 弟兄姊妹, 我们真的有没有用爱心说诚实话呢?
Brothers and sisters, when we gather together, do we share in the love of godly words?
我听到这里弟兄姊妹你们很有爱心的时候彼此一起聚集的我听闻的我都很羡慕。I
have heard through the grapevine that many brothers and sisters here gather together for meals often. I'm envious.
我不知道你们一起聚在一起是彼此擦鞋还是彼此洗脚。But
I wonder if brothers and sisters, when you do gather together, are you there to wash each other's feet? Or are you there just to pass the time, just to brown nose someone else? We are in His love, we are supposed to grow and to be built together. Each one of us has life. Each one of us have gone through the process. But is our communication lines with the Lord clear?
弟兄姊妹彼此的洗脚彼此的提醒彼此的爱心的服侍弟兄姊妹叫我们灵里面再一次明亮起上来。It
is through the mutual washing of the feet. That means mutually and our mutual support and our mutual sharing that would be the process by which we are able to grow.
当我们这样做的时候我们要放在自己。
But if we are to really be able to attain success or meet the goal, we have to first set aside our self-life.
哎,我们这么欢喜,彼此擦鞋,好高兴啊,你说你好,我说我好,你突然间提这些属灵的东西,你属不属性一点?
You might say, no, we enjoy ourselves, and whenever we get together, everything's cool, you know, we prop up the other person's achievements, we say this person did a good job, I did a good job, we have a wonderful time. And now you're going to spoil it all. You're going to spoil everything by throwing in some spiritual things. That's not what we want.
我们有没有见到弟兄姐妹脚上的尘埃?
Brothers and sisters, do we see the dirt that is on the feet of brothers and sisters?
我们有没有见到弟兄姐妹同主交通的阻碍?
Do you see hindrances in the lives of brothers and sisters in terms of their communication with
God?
When we are gathered together, are we really enjoying the abundance that is in the Lord? Whenever we are gathered together and share, are those spiritual questions clarified?
我们有没有在那里挽回在某一方面失落了的弟兄姊妹呢?
Have we gone in a particular area and brought back or allow our brothers and sisters to return to the Lord?
不是责备为了显露自己的公义。
It is not to criticize in order to express our self-righteousness.
而是在爱心里面交通互相的造就彼此的赦免。
But rather that in truth, to join into fellowship and to mutually support and to build up and to prop up one another. When we are able to mutually wash each other, wash our feet, when we're able to mutually forgive one another, when we're able to mutually support one another,
叫我们每一个人的己生命来减少，让主的生命在我们身上增加。
It is then that that self-life can be more readily, easily set aside and be rid of the self in order for the Lord to add more of Himself to us.
如果不是的话,
if not,
我们当然不会好像犹大这样。
Certainly we are not in the category of Judas.
但是多少的时候, 我们在原则上面, 我们同样是出卖过主。
But at some level, we too actually are like him in that we have betrayed the Lord.
我们多少时候在原则上好像彼得那样否认主的名。
We too have, in principle, followed Peter's footsteps and have denied the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 宿命的道路是不進則退的。
Brothers and sisters, the spiritual walk is one that is upward and onward.
You don't go upward, you'll be.
If you don't go, if you don't proceed forward, you will regress.
所以求主恩待我们，叫你弟兄姊妹一起相爱的时候，我们真系能够一同向前。
So we hope that as brothers and sisters share our lives in love and come together in that way, that we would be able to help one another continue forward.
跟我们认识我们自己这个天然的己生命，是属灵生命成长最大的帮助。
Let us have the very basic understanding that this selfish self-life that we each have is the very single and the very instrument that hinders us from being able to grow in our spiritual life.
如果不是的话，我哋好多时候我哋应该否认咗，应该系否认我哋自己，结果我哋否认咗。If
we don't understand that, then oftentimes, when we should have denied ourselves, we end up denying the Lord in the process.
求主用咗佢个话，我哋翻去再睇喺洗脚嘅事情上面，仲有好深重要嘅意义。我哋一同喺主面前嚟到学习嘅时候，主话如果你哋如此行，你哋就有福嘅。So
in this matter of washing the feet, there's so much richer understanding and meaning that's there left for us to know. So we should continue to pursue that. But at the very least, we understand the Lord's words that says, if you do this in this way, then you are blessed.
就好像17节这样,你们既知道这事,若是去行,就有福了。As
it says in verse 17, if you know these things and you do them, you are blessed.
求主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord richly bless his words.
也都叫我们能够更好的来到跟随主，叫我们今天不单止得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
And so that we would not only have life, but really experience life abundantly.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你的话，你自己话，生命在你的里面，这个生命就是人的光。
You have stated that it is in you that there is life, and that life is the light of men. May we see light in your words. And that we have a willingness to walk in the light. That we're willing to set aside or put away our self-life. Lest one day we sin against you.
帮助我们，叫我们生命不单止得生命，叫我们得得更丰盛。Help
us, Lord, that in our lives, that we will not only gain your life, but to gain life abundantly.
叫我们真的愿意放低我们自己。May
we truly have an earnest desire to set away or put away our self-life.
让你在我们身上更多的丰富显出来。May
you and your myriad richness continue to be manifested in our lives.
你叫我们在肢体的生活里面，我们晓得能够彼此洗脚。And
that in our corporate time together, together with brothers and sisters, that we learn how to wash each other's feet.
我们彼此帮助除去我们在世上玷染的尘埃。That
we would be of a mutual help to wash away the filth and the things of this world from our bodies.
能够除去 阻碍我们进入享用主丰富的那些东西。And
to remove from our lives those very hindrances that that limits us from entering fully into the richness of the Lord's life.
我们学习在爱心里面彼此的提醒，彼此的劝勉，彼此的赦免。
That in love, that in from the word of the Lord, that we learn how to mutually support, mutually help, mutually forgive.
让基督的见证。
May the example that the Lord has given to us be that shining example that's lived out in our lives. We give all glory and honor back to our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.